round number two, and we're on tour with Harry Cooper. All right, we back out of that page now, and let's head back to day number 22. All right.
Right, click on that.
Okay.
And
click
course,
on the picture.
Top,
yeah.
Yeah, the top left picture, that's me at a breakfast again. That's his hotel. They had a huge buffet.
Have you always had such a poor appetite, Harry?
Yeah. I just, you know, I like food, but this was really
good. And food
great.
Likes you. That's good.
Yeah, apparently. Hey, well, I was down there after my Superman copy
yes.
off the roof. I lost 12 pounds.
Ah, well, you get another chance, you'll find it.
It's not an easy way to lose weight.
No.
So anyhow, the right photo is a gentleman named Jackson. He's a friend of the doctor's, and those mm-hmm. two girls are Dr. C's daughters.
Uh-huh.
Jackson is a very intelligent guy. He's, I believe he writes for a newspaper down there, and he's fluent in many languages, including one of the Indian tribes, because he lived for 10 years with an Indian tribe in the Amazon rainforest.
Wow. And his name is Jackson?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his first name or his last name. I was just introduced to him as Jackson.
All right. Very nice
guy.
Yeah.
His English is flawless.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. These two doctors had been treating an impoverished old lady who lived out in the boonies in a shack. And over the time they talked to her, several years, they found who she was. And all these files and documents and everything you see there,
mm-hmm.
those were all her her notes, her files, her official documents, travel documents, and that huge big notebook.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is about, well, darn near a foot thick. And it's filled with, I didn't put up many more of the pictures because I don't know if I'm allowed to
if
do that.
If you should,
but,
yeah.
Right, and I'm not going to until I get the green light. But this old lady had drawn sketches in there of an airplane with, and she identified herself on it and her mother, and she identified the pilot as Hannah Reich, and one of the passengers was Carl Vernet, the Danish guy who was trying to find some way to make homosexuals not be homosexuals through surgery. He was putting monkeys
messing with genetics. I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, now this woman is passed on, right? Or is she still
alive? She died last year, I think.
Okay, now, and this person, who has her belongings?
The two doctors.
Okay, both of them, all right.
Right. Well, they're a couple. They're not married, but they're a couple.
Okay.
And just nice people. Dr. C, the lady, she doesn't speak English hardly at all. Dr. F is pretty good with English. And Jackson, as they say, is flawless with English. So, now, all these things and this, oh, geez, you know, the drawings this woman did were drawings of her own personal memories of bombing attacks in Berlin, and she's sketching the buildings and writing things in there of who's doing what, and tank attacks, all sorts of stuff.
I see you look, all right, there's a picture of Harry at the table
with
Jackson there.
Jackson
and
on my left.
Left, yeah.
Right side photo, and the two doctors on the other side, yep.
Okay, now, this enormous book you have open, you're looking at drawings. The book is full of drawings, lots of drawings.
Yeah. Yep.
You have one page open and a photograph of a drawing. What is that drawing of?
I'm not sure. I think it's a wheel of some type, but I don't remember it, and
okay.
I don't have a big enough picture here. But,
all right. But she was trying to memorialize something, obviously.
Her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see a couple scroll up a little bit, they not only have that book, they've got tons of files that this lady kept, her travel documents, just absolutely everything. So, and then you scroll down below that open book, and there you see us eating again.
Funniest thing.
Jackson, Dr. F, Dr. C, and then the three children on the right, those are all Dr. C's
kids. Back to the book just for a minute.
Back to the book.
Was that book done while this old lady lived in South America, or was some of it done while she lived in Germany?
I don't know. I think it was all done from memory after she got down to South America,
okay.
But I'm not certain.
Very good.
I would have to ask the doctors about that, but I think that was done after she got down to South
America.
What
a treasury of information. All right, we're getting to the big punchline, folks, so
it's
sit down.
Incredible.
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, scroll down to see the two women. Bingo.
Wow.
Magda Goebbels and Holdeen.
Okay, now, keep in mind that they're supposed to have been dead in 1945 in Germany.
In the bunker.
Yeah.
However, now here's the interesting part about this. We don't have only the research done by these two doctors and their determinations and their findings, et cetera.
Right.
There's a fellow I know, a guy who I've become friends with him over the last few years. We won't even use his name at all. He was born, I think, 1941 in Berlin. And he told me his story that his mother was good friends with Magda Goebbels and also friends with Eva Braun, although Magda and Eva did not like each other. And when the war ended, this fellow's father went away somewhere. And so this fellow's and his mother moved down to Bolivia, where they had a coffee plantation. And his mother renewed the friendship with Magda Goebbels living down there in Bolivia. And his mother and Magda Goebbels were trying to get him and Holdeen romantically together. This was when they were in their late teens. But he said she was really an ugly person and very masculine, and it turns out, yes, she was a lesbian, and just so there was no romance.
Holdeen,
yes. She's such a cute little kid there. But I've seen pictures of her as an older woman. Ooh, you wouldn't want to get caught in a dark alley with that woman.
All right.
But the story this guy told was exactly the same as what the doctors were telling me, and none of them knew each other. My friend never met these doctors, never even heard of these doctors, and they never heard of him either. So here you have irrefutable evidence. You know, when two different people tell the same history and they never even met the other person, you got to believe it. And there's so much more history there that the doctors have.
So the big book belonged to?
It belonged to Holdeen.
And
when
hers.
She died, it all went to the doctors. She
that's
lived
insane.
In a shack out in the middle of nowhere. But that's the way so many people are living down there in Uruguay and and Brazil and Argentina, out in the outback. They're living in shacks. We visited someone. Well, we went through this on your show on the 18th. And just living in shacks, and Martine looked at me and said, these people aren't living, they're only passing time. And that's exactly right. This woman was living in, it wasn't even a shack, it was kind of a lean-to with dogs running all over the place. And
marking time, wow.
Yeah, that's all it was, just wait until you die. So,
and living with memories and bitterness and darkness and...
Wow. And no hope for the future.
No, none.
So, anyhow, we're scrolling down here. Yeah, and all that pretty well speaks for itself about how, oh, man. And they believe and they've got paperwork to back up their belief. They believe that the father of Holdeen was actually Hitler.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there was a lot of friendly exchanges or something like that, and apparently Hitler had something going with Magda. And we know Joseph Goebbels was banging all sorts of starlets because he was in charge of the film industry.
Right.
And he had a wild affair going with Lydia Barova.
Oh, yeah, they had to remove her from his presence, didn't they?
Yeah, they removed her all right. They told her, if you're still here tomorrow, it won't be a pleasant day for you.
Right. So, how interesting. Well, you know, this is not new. This is as old as our species is. When you think of Hillary Clinton, it comes out today that she had at least 3 abortions. Everyone knows, I think, now that she is a lesbian. Bill said once she's had more women than I have. So
I've heard that.
You know, it's same old, same old. When you're in positions of power and influence, you know, all bets are off. You get what you want, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think there's enough power and influence in the world for me to change sides on that. You know, go for the other team. I like women too much.
But yeah.
Settled down now. Anyhow, I'm an old fart. Settled down with children. So, but anyhow, I guess Hitler and Magda. Well, she was the unofficial first lady of the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows? Maybe they're... Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. That's the best summary we can come up with. Who knows?
Yeah, and Goebbels himself had that hot affair with Lydia Barova.
Yeah.
And he told Hitler he wanted to divorce Magda.
And marry her.
And marry her.
Yeah.
And Hitler said, no way. And then...
bad for business.
Yeah, Lydia Barova got a visit from the Gestapo or somebody, told her that you really probably shouldn't be here tomorrow. And so she went back to, I think she was from, what, Hungary?
Czechoslovakia or Hungary?
Czechoslovakia, okay. I've seen pictures of her. What a gorgeous woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't rock the boat.
No.
So...
So that may have been... Holdeen may have been Hitler's daughter. That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's what these doctors believe, and they have. I haven't seen all the paperwork. Obviously, I was only with.
Was
them
there?
For about
was did they? The, excuse me. Did they allude to paperwork which would have suggested that, or was that just their own?
No,
punch?
They alluded to paperwork that they had that would have.
That maybe Holdeen. Maybe Holdeen was told. Maybe she knew, and maybe she wrote it down in there. That could be.
I don't know. But, you know, my trip down there primarily was to meet all the people that I've been corresponding with to open the door to where I can come back and be in depth. The doctor, Dr. F., first came to my hotel at 5 o'clock, and we met in the lobby, and he was rather nervous. And I think he was feeling me out to see... You know, if I was really a normal person or a nutcase or whatever. Mm-hmm. And after about 20, 30 minutes, he says, okay, I'm going home to change clothes. I'll be back, pick you up, and we're going out to dinner at 7. So, okay, he realized that I was not a nutcase. And so we could help each other's research.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly will do that. I'm looking forward to going back down to South America again fairly soon, as soon as we can get a little more money set aside.
Now those documents were all in German. Who spoke German? Did either one of the doctors speak German, or were they just looking at German
Jackson,
and not Jackson?
Jackson did,
uh-huh.
But a lot of the documents were pretty easy to understand that because they were primarily pictures. And there, I remember this one of an airplane with, I think, 2 engines. It was a rather crude drawing, but it showed 5 people sitting in the airplane, and one was, there was an arrow pointing to one, and it says her, and an arrow pointing to another one, and it said Dr. Carl Varnett, who incidentally is buried in Buenos Aires, and another one pointing to the pilot said Hannah Reich. You don't have to be multilingual, right, to read people's names.
No, no, very interesting.
And then other ones were showing bombing attacks. You can see where bombs were exploding and
what
stuff like that.
What an incredible thing. You had no idea you were going to see this. This is...
Well, I knew that's what I was going down there to see. But
I mean, when you actually saw it, it just had to just be incredible.
It was incredible. That's correct. It was almost like finding the Gutenberg Bible, because these people have all the proof there that blows another one of the so-called history stories out of the water. So... what happened to the other five children? I don't know, and I don't think the doctors know. But, and of course, she had, Magda Goebbels had a son before she married Joseph Goebbels. Excuse me, she was married before, and she had a son who was in the military during the war. And he lived out after the war, and he said he did not believe that his mother could kill those children.
No.
So.
No. Well, perfect kind of thing to stage. They're all dead.
Gone. Well, if you're dead, nobody's going to look for you.
No, that's true. All right, very good. Let's back out of that page, and this is all up there for you folks to look at any time you'd like.
Yeah, sharkhunters.com. And a lot of the stuff, the information about Hitler living through the war is in... my book, Hitler in Argentina, and you can find that on the website, too. Okay. If you go to the website, make sure you got plenty of time, because it'll suck you right in. You'll be there for a while.
It is time travel, is what it is.
Yeah, you're walking in the footsteps of, in the tunnels of time.
Yeah. All right, day 23.
23. Click on the picture of the guys at Stalingrad. Incidentally, that's not a wartime picture of German troops in Stalingrad. Mm-hmm. That's a picture of Russian reenactors doing the Second World War. And the Third Reich is very popular in Russia.
Isn't that amazing? Wherever you go, World War II, the most valuable memorabilia, militaria, is always the German stuff.
Yeah,
the mystique is inexplicable, strange. It's just amazing. That's a German vintage German machine gun up there that picture.
That's
perfect.
Reenactors in any country are fanatic about accuracy. The proper weaponry, everything has to be exactly right. Got some that are keeping history alive.
It's, yeah.
Even in Russia. We won't get off into another tangent, but there are huge marches in Moscow, people carrying red flags that have a three-legged swastika in them, but that's another story.
All right. Okay.
I can talk about that on phone whenever we get around to it.
All right, we'll do it.
Okay, off to day whatever this is.
Day 23, and that's the reenactment photo, and then we'll go to day 24, which will be, we'll go to the next, how do we get to the next group?
Well, you click on the picture of the guys at Stalingrad, day 23.
That'll take us to our next group, and there we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
That's me on the sofa with Jürgen.
Oh, my. 95-year-old.
Right.
Heavy artillery, veteran of the Battle of Stalingrad.
Right.
Wow.
One of only 5,000 to come home out of 195,000 that surrendered.
Oh, my.
He was an interesting guy.
Oh, I guess.
Well, I made the mistake of starting to speak German to him. And he got all excited because I guess he didn't have many people to speak German with.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke Plattdeutsch, Low German, and the little bit of German I know is Hochdeutsch, High German, and the two are not all that compatible, but he's talking 100 miles an hour, and I'm asking him in German to slow down. Bitte sprechen langsam, Deutsch langsam. Now he's going 100 miles an hour, and he's throwing in Portuguese words and Spanish words, and after 5 minutes, Dr. F, was just collapsed with laughter. And so I finally told Jürgen, just speak Portuguese, and Dr. F. will translate for me. I could communicate with Jürgen's wife because she spoke a different kind of German than he did, and she spoke slowly. So he was an interesting guy. He said he had shaken hands with Hitler in Hamburg, and he had some photos of Hitler. One of them was hand-signed by Hitler, and that he had a copy of Mein Kampf. Okay, so he went out of the room.
A hand-signed autographed picture. All right, he went out of the room. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Yeah, he went out of the room to get the pictures and the book Mein Kampf to show us. He came back a few minutes later, and he was rather nervous, and he said no, he couldn't find the book or the photos. So we talked for a while and learned that he was an engineer after the war, and even now he's creating things. If you scroll down a little bit, you, on the left there, you'll see that small, it's a V8 motor. It's about a foot long.
Yeah.
And everything works except there's no gasoline involved. It's all electrical. But the rocker arms move, the pistons go up and down, and valves open and close. And then the thing on the right is an electrical acupuncture thing, which I have no idea what that is.
He uses it, it's to balance the electrical system in your body, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, he's an engineer. He's 95 years old, and the old guy's in great shape.
Yeah. We are electrical, and you can see the symbol there, the white and black circle. It's all about balance in the body.
Oh,
you'll get blockages of the electronic energy. Keep it real simple, and you can unblock those things and get the electricity flowing properly, and your body begins to do what it's supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's in a nutshell all about. But
the black and white symbol, that's the yin and the yang, isn't it?
Correct. And
okay.
if he made that device, or he just said, this is what I use, obviously he's in very good shape electronically, and that kind of underlies everything. We are electrical first and chemical second. Neat thing about the engine. That's neat. And we'll come back, and I do see a picture of a book, Mein Kampf, and I do see a couple of photos here. So we'll look at that in just a couple minutes with Harry as we continue. Don't go away. So let's go back to our pictures of this 95-year-old gentleman who Harry just met in February last month. And, all right, we're looking at a beautiful edition of Mein Kampf. Tell us what we're looking at.
Well, that's what it is. We walked into Jürgen's office where he was showing us all his inventions, and doggone it, there was the book and the photos that he couldn't find laying right smack on his desk.
Uh-huh.
And he started getting a little nervous. I just took the photos, and we moved on, and he appeared comfortable because nobody made a big fuss over those
items. He was afraid you were actually going to... somebody was going to steal these things, obviously.
Either steal them or make a big fuss about them, but you know, we don't steal anything. We don't The only thing we take is photos and memories.
Well, That autographed picture is worth a lot of money. So is the book autographed?
I don't know. He didn't say it was autographed, so my guess is probably not.
Well,
but
all right.
Yeah, it's worth a lot of money to a collector, but to him it's worth more. He also is absolutely convinced Hitler did not die in the bunker. So.
All right, well, there's a group photo of you guys. You're looking looking a little salty there again.
I'm looking again like I've been three rounds with Muhammad Ali. And it's Dr. F beside me, and then Jürgen, and then Dr. C.
Yeah, very good. All right, and let's move down a little further. And there's a Volkswagen.
I guarantee you, I look a hell of a lot better now than I did at those pictures. Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
you scroll down, there's just a normal-looking house, and there's a Volkswagen out front. But then on the right photo, you look at the patio glass, and there's a big German eagle etched into the patio glass.
Right into the glass, huh?
Yeah, and we are not in Berlin, incidentally.
Uh-huh.
We scroll down a little more, and there's somebody's collection of beer steins and then a bathtub. Notice it's white and blue.
Yeah.
Those are the colors of Bavaria.
Uh-huh. All right.
Scooch down a little more, and there's a nice hardwood floor in the left, but on the right, I've indicated where the seams are and where the little hole is where you put your finger.
Got
trap
it.
Door.
Yeah.
We open it up.
With his permission, and?
Well, yeah.
He's an engineer, correct?
Well, Jürgen was, yeah, but he's not with us now. We left Jürgen now. This is that lady in the orange there. She's opened up the place for us.
Who is she? I don't want a name, but what does she do?
She's the lady that opened up for us.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And down into one of the bunkers. We went down into three or four different bunkers in that house, all different from the other one. And then you see where the hatch is open and there's a ladder down into the white thing. We're already in one of the bunkers about 20 feet down, and now this hatch opens up and you can go down into another bunker below that.
What's the history of this house, Harry? Do you know?
I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know, but it was designed by Jürgen.
Sounds like a transitional point for some people.
Yeah, a safe house, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we go down again, and you see the blue and the yellow on that staircase, and then next to it there's a staircase with white walls. Those are different staircases going to different bunkers.
What's down there?
Rooms.
Empty, pretty much? Furnished?
Well, one room had a pool table in it.
Uh-huh.
And another room, let's take a look here. Another room, I think, if I remember correctly, had some tables in it.
That's a lot of excavating.
Yeah. Whole lot of digging.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we come upstairs. There's a picture of us all around the bar. And you notice our friend Jeff Carson over in Europe, he pointed out that that's all red, white, and black behind the bar, which were the colors of the NSDAP.
Huh? All right.
So this lady was explaining some things. And then you see the pool in the atrium.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has a few bucks here in this house,
yes,
I think.
Indeed. Yeah.
Then you scroll down and look at the paintings. Look at the murals.
Oh, this is amazing. That's combat scenes, World War II.
Correct. That's correct. In the atrium. What the heck?
This is very heavy-duty combat as a fallen troop in the on the front. Looks like a Tiger tank in the back right or something. Wow. Is this Stalingrad or is this just the Eastern Front?
I never found out. I didn't ask.
Somebody really captured. This woman, unidentified, must have a heritage which we don't need to get into. But that this is her home, correct?
She's a nice lady.
Is it her home?
She's a very nice lady.
Thank you. All right.
We scroll down, there's another combat photo, and then there's that runic symbol, which means he has risen, or it's the symbol of life. Now, if you go to where the Berghof had stood, Hitler's home over on the Obersalzberg, people are carving this emblem into the trees there that are growing up through where the house used to stand, because, you know, the government wants nature to take over the area again, so they've torn down the house, and they're letting trees grow up through the area. And people are carving this symbol into the trees all the time.
So a very dear friend of mine sent me a a brick from that house, the Berghaus.
Yeah, I can't imagine who did that.
I don't know, but it's a very treasured thing to have.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm sitting here looking at a chunk of a brick that Martine insisted we bring back from that safe house in the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Sitting here on my desk.
There's another feared symbol of Germany. To the left of the picture with the blue "He has risen" thing, it's around an evil sign, and it says Heineken. What is
Heineken? Yeah,
what a terrible thing that is.
Yeah, I know. That's not even that's not even a German beer. That's I think a Dutch beer.
Yeah,
yeah. And I keep remembering a Jerry Lee Lewis song, something about what made Milwaukee famous has made a crying fool out of me.
Oh God! And Milwaukee, what was the beer?
Oh, Schlitz was made up in Milwaukee.
Schlitz, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I met Jerry Lee Lewis. We spent about half an hour sitting on the fender of his car. That was after he fell from grace because he was married to his 13-year-old cousin.
Yeah.
And he was doing one-nighters. He's a brilliant talent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a talent. I just sent you about 25, couple dozen pictures, I think. I don't know. I didn't count them, but you'll like them. They're fun.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, they're fun. Okay. Next, last two pictures, I guess.
Yeah, that's it for this particular day, which is the last day I've posted. That's a fireplace still in that house. Mm-hmm. Looking off to the right of that a little bit, you can see out onto the patio. Mm-hmm. And here they got the big German eagle up there, and again, the red, black, and white motif.
What an amazing home this is.
It is.
I don't want to ask what city it's in. We'll talk elsewhere about that. But this is extraordinary. Look at the artwork.
Even in Germany, for God's sake. It's in South America.
I know. That's just amazing.
And then we stopped at a little joint for a lunch, and we're having empanadas. Empanadas are kind of like a little rolled up taco, only South American, not Mexican. They don't have all the hot sauce in it and everything. It's just the meat in a little pastry pouch. Dr. C on the left, Jackson in the middle, Dr. F on the right.
Yeah. And Harry behind the camera.
Harry behind the camera, right. And I don't know who that guy is sitting back there in the red shirt. He's just another customer.
Sure he didn't follow you?
Well,
I'm kidding.
Who knows?
Just kidding. Okay.
Well, hey, when I was in... when I was in Germany and Austria, what, about a year ago, meeting with some of my people over there that had photos, thousands of photos that had to do with the assassination of Jörg Haider, and they didn't dare mail them to me. They didn't dare email them to me, so I had to go over and get them. I came back with four thumb drives full of stuff. I found out later from two different of my agents over there who don't even know each other, I found out that... the Austrian Secret Service was right behind me, and at one hotel every morning they sat at the table right next to me having breakfast. I didn't even know that. A guy and a woman. I'm not a very good, I wouldn't be a very good spy, I guess.
You're not paranoid enough, Harry.
Apparently not. So
were they chatting it up and just acting totally normally?
I don't even remember.
Don't remember, yeah.
No.
Well, they made VWs and Brazil, they had a major Volkswagen manufacturing facility down there until, I don't know how, not too long ago, 5, 6 years, maybe 7, and they stopped making them. They were, they never should have stopped making that car. They never should have stopped making the Volvo 240 series either.
You find in Brazil, there's lots of Volkswagen Beetles still running around on the street.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They had a plant. They were making these until, let's just say 10 years ago.
Whatever,
And they were cranking them out. They never stopped.
In Argentina, there's still a whole mob of Ford Falcons running around.
Ah, how funny.
And Martin was telling me the dreaded one was the Falcon Verde, the Green Falcons, because that during that 13 years of horrible oppression, the secret police were driving Green Falcons.
Oh, God.
And thousands of young men disappeared, never to be seen again.
They'd women,
be picked
too.
Up. Yeah. but mostly the young men, because they were the ones who wanted a revolution or something, mm-hmm. and they'd be picked up in a Green Falcon and...
That's it.
Gone.
Goodbye. Well, this is quite a tour of an amazing house down there, I got to tell you. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Any idea when it was built, Harry?
No, I don't know when it was
built. It looks a little older, like it could have been around in the 50s.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, it looks like about that era, but I don't know. When I go back, you know, like I say, this was just a door opener. And so when I go back, I'll have a ton of questions, specific questions. And the one of the major things that I didn't get done, I was on this trip, I was supposed to meet with the daughter of Evita, but she got a little nervous.
What would her age be?
She's in her 70s.
Uh-huh, and just retired quietly somewhere?
I would imagine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, but for whatever reason, she just changed her mind.
They don't. Those people are so concerned about what they perceive to be American media, and they don't. Many of them wouldn't know the priceless work you do, and the sincerity, and the care you put into it,
yeah.
and your members, and how they're so special. If they knew, they probably you got to earn their. If anybody can do it, you can do it. Maybe when you go back next time, send them some magazine.
So.
Send them some of the. Back issues or, you know, whatever, and just let them know, here's my work, I just want you to know what I do.
Right, and you know, after they talk to me for a while, they can realize that I'm not going to lie to them, and I'm not going to...
exploit them on the History Channel
them.
Or some other channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I understand they spent millions of dollars on that production, but like I say, we've got some information that I'm about to post.
All right, I will look for it. Okay.
Incidentally, don't forget your listeners, if they send me an email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net, and say they heard the show, I'll send the current issue of the magazine to them at no charge, electronically. We're getting away from we got thousands of members, only 130 of them still get the hard copy, and we're not changing back to the hard copy because... Print
right.
media is on its way out.
Sure is. Everything's gone digital now.
Yeah. So if you want to click on the back button again.
I was looking at the picture of the angel down there.
Well, now click on the angel. See, I've learned how to do pictures with clickies on them. So click on the angel.
Okay.
Come on, angel, click. There we go. And now, you know, we're asking members and non-members too to help us with the expenses
of running this wonderful historical organization.
Right, and you know, if a person donates $100, we give them a wristwatch that will say on there that they are an expedition partner, or $150. Now, this is all tax deductible. Because it goes to Shark Hunters International Submarine Research Institute, or CISRI, $150, and we will give them a gift of Hitler in Argentina hard copy. There's only 200 of them produced, and there won't be any more. It'll be numbered and signed, and the same thing for Hitler and the Secret Alliance. Only 200 of those are printed.
Nice.
And so, you know, that... And the gift is tax deductible.
Sure, sure. The book Hitler in Argentina is simply a must have for anyone who cares. You don't have to be a fan of the Third Reich. Just if you like history and want to hear the truth, there it is.
Yeah,
it's right there. It's our birthright to know what really happened. And that picture on the cover, once again, is the estate home on that beautiful lake in Bariloche that was built by the Mercedes family.
Yep.
And occupied by Mr. and Mrs. there, you see on the cover, for about 10 years, best we can figure.
Right, and that big plane, that's that JU-390, that landed down there in...
which we saw on your last visit on the 15th.
That's correct.
The 18th.
Everybody knew about it, but nobody would tell any more than, well, I heard about it. And then that one lady, you'll remember, was sitting there with her arm on the table and saying she didn't know anything about Nazis down there, and she's got three swastikas tattooed on her forearm.
Yeah.
Duh. So, but anyhow, yeah, the if they click on the other angel, I'm listing the people that donated for this tour. And so if people donate for the next tour, their name will be on the list, too. And like I say, it's tax-deductible.
Very nice. Is that Northrop? Is that the Northrop I would think about?
The
James
what?
James Northrop? Is that the Northrop family? Do we know? You're on the donors page,
oh,
the
let me go
2016
back to that.
South America, the second name there.
Oh, yeah.
Is Dr.
I don't
is
know.
James
I don't
Northrop.
Know if he's part of it or not.
Yeah.
But I've logged them down in groups, for instance. Goodyear, he's our number one angel. Every time we're going down there, he has a big check coming this way.
Wow. Well, I'm honored to see my name there. Thank you.
Well, you've been a tremendous help. And Dr. Charles Ellis there. Charlie is a good friend. And he was one of the ones that the Southern Poverty Law Center got upset about when they called me and said, hey, we noticed he's on your board. Yeah, so what? Well, he's a Nazi. I said,
oh,
I don't know if he is or not, but he's a friend and he's on my board.
Right.
So, oh, well, he's a Nazi. That means you're a Nazi.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not a Nazi.
That's
I'm
not
a Republican, which probably means the same to a lot of people. But
yeah, I just can't take the time to get upset about those people anymore. They're too whacked out.
Well, like I put in my magazine, which you got a copy of a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I should be thanking Fat Heidi, because every time the SPLC attacks me or Shark Hunters, our new member count goes up.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm
very
not going to
nice.
Thank her anyhow.
I wouldn't.
No.
No. I love the picture of the angel after day 23. That's just a beautiful picture. Do you know what the origin of that looks like? An older piece, and it's very pretty.
Yeah, that's a winter scene.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know where it came from, but I got it. I got several pictures like that from my old friend Manfred Roeder.
Yeah, it looks like a Christmas scene almost.
It's called a winter scene.
Mm-hmm.
Ostara, I guess that's the name of the fairy.
What happened to Roeder, by the way?
Manfred Roeder?
He passed, didn't he?
He passed away. His health went to hell, and he met a guy when he was in prison. He was a political prisoner. He met a guy who was incredibly fluent in English. I talked to this guy for an hour before I realized he was a German.
Uh-huh.
And he pretty well manipulated Manfred to put a wedge between Manfred and all his friends, and a wedge between Manfred and his family.
Mm.
And so he was taking care of Manfred. And in Germany, if you're a caregiver for a senior citizen,
uh-huh.
the government pays you. So this guy had a real nice life, and Manfred was just his ticket.
Right.
And finally, Manfred died. He had suffered some pretty bad health the last time he was in prison. He had a collapsed lung, then he had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
and he was out, and I was visiting him. He and I were in his kitchen, and the common law wife of this fella who was manipulating him was in the kitchen too. She and I were standing, Manfred was sitting, talking to somebody on the phone. All of a sudden, the phone just dropped out of his hand, and he just fell over, looked like he was dead. So I picked him up, carried him into his room, laid him down on his bed, and he looked dead. And they took him to the hospital right away, and turns out, no, he wasn't dead. And it wasn't a stroke. It was kind of like his blood pressure had dropped or something like that, and he just went unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, it was just going downhill. He was really a decent guy.
Yeah, I understand. He had a lot of artifacts, did he not?
Yeah,
of an artistic nature.
Yeah.
Gosh,
he had one of the original Hitler paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
And it disappeared. this fella who was manipulating him. As soon as he came there, the deal was the girl was supposed to take care of the house, which she did. She did the cooking, etc. And the guy was supposed to take care of the farm. And they had a bunch of cows and horses. Within a month, he had sold all the cows and horses. Okay, where did the money go? Guess where?
Yeah, I sure it's in common. So, you know, the looting of older people, no matter where you are, what country, is something that goes on all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty shabby. Pretty shabby.
It doesn't get much worse than that. All right, tomorrow night when Harry comes back for part three, we'll go back to this page, and I guess you'll have uploaded more stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. Or it'll be 2 hours of real quiet. We can
play solitaire on the phone.
We look forward to that tomorrow night as we go on our part three with Harry. What are we going to see tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I've been up since 3 this morning working.
Yeah, I know.
There'll be more stuff from South America.
Very good.
You know, every day was a whole new adventure. You know,
all your trips are. Briefly, we're out of time here, but briefly, what's coming up by way of trips for other folks who want to go along with you?
Oh, our Southern Patrol, in September, we're going to Bavaria and Austria, where we're guests of the German veterans down there, hundreds and hundreds of them, mostly from the 5th SS, but also flyboys and submarine guys. And they have a memorial to everyone who fell in battle, no matter what uniform, no matter what country.
Right. Very nice. And that, we'll tell you more about that tomorrow night, those of you who would like to go on, without question, the most fascinating tours of history that you can possibly go on. And we'll speak about that and other things when we look tomorrow night at more photos with Harry. So you take care, young man. By the way, I'm going to call you in a few minutes, and we'll talk for a couple, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you, Admiral. See ya.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Harry Cooper, sharkhunters.com, and there are all kinds of patrols, tours that you can go on and look at the pictures and look and see what history is still there. And Shark Hunters, Harry Cooper finds it. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes.